Hey everyone, welcome back to Shenanigans. I'm your host Cheyenne, and these are all my shenanigans. Welcome back everyone. Today's episode is a little personal. I want to talk about something that has been a core part of who I am as a person for as long as I can remember. It's the thing of, I'm not casual. And I don't mean in just in the way I dress or the way I talk, I mean in everything. I've always been someone who is either all in or not in at all. If I care about you, you know. If I'm working on something, I give it my whole heart. If I'm dressing up, you best believe it's not half done. There's no middle ground for me, and honestly, for a long time, I thought it was a problem. People used to tell me I'm too much, too loud, too passionate, too dramatic, too caring. Basically, if it was too, I was it. Let me paint the picture for you. The simple things like getting dressed, I'm someone that's going to go all in. I'm not just throwing on something. I think through my outfits. I plan them ahead. I like them. I like going with a theme. I like creating my own theme. The same goes for how I speak. I'm not someone who can just small talk my way through life. I want deep. I want conversations that make you think, laugh, cry. If I'm talking to you, I want to connect with you. If I can't connect with you, I'm going to be honest, I'm probably going to check out. I'm not someone that can just thrive on small talk. And when it comes to people, my friends, my family, my relationships, I'm 100%. If I love you, I love you deeply. I show up. I remember the details, the minute details, the ones that you don't think I'll ever remember. I want to celebrate your wins and sit with you in your losses. I don't want surface level friendships. I want the heavy stuff. I want to work through the things. I want to grow together. I want to fall together. And I want to live together. But here's where it gets tricky. Growing up, I didn't always feel like this was something to be proud of. In fact, I heard the same phrase over and over again. You're too much, too loud, too opinionated, too emotional, too overdressed, too intense. And for a while, I thought maybe they're right. Maybe I'm supposed to be toned down. My friends aren't like this. So I tried. I tried to shrink myself. I tried to talk softer, laugh quieter, not dress so bold. I tried to be someone who isn't all in all the time. Someone who could just be casual. And let me tell you, it felt like I was wearing, walking, speaking a mask. It truthfully felt like I was wearing too small of clothes, speaking a different language, and loving someone I'd never even met. It just felt wrong. So when I pivoted and tried to become someone I wasn't, and how uncomfortable I felt trying to be someone else made me really realize and learn how to love myself. So I don't fault anyone or even myself for trying to be someone else and learning that that's not who I wanted to be. I think realizing that it was something that I was self-conscious about and actively trying to change it showed me how much I actually do like myself, and I just didn't like who I was surrounding myself with and their opinions about me, because not everyone's opinion matters. Something that I continue to remind myself is, if I don't want to be in their shoes or where they are or growing and moving towards the direction that they're going, then I probably shouldn't value their opinion about me as much as I am. Also, no one cares that much. I think that is the simplest thing to learn, to be able to embody who you are as a person truthfully and authentically. No one really cares. And if they do care that much, that's on them. That's their emotional baggage that they need to unpack, because no one should care that much about what you're doing, especially if it aggravates them. And as I reflected on those moments, I realized the problem wasn't me. The problem was the world wasn't comfortable with how fully I showed up, because when you go all in, that makes other people realize that they're holding back. When you're passionate, you remind people of the place where they've gone numb, and that can make people uncomfortable. So instead of saying, "Wow, you've inspired me," and reflecting in on what you've lost, they say, "You're too much." But here's the thing. There's a flip side to every too much. Think about it. Too emotional or deeply empathetic. You can feel your own emotions, communicate them, and empathize with someone else's. That's not too much. That's just other people lacking the ability or want to do so. Oh, you're too opinionated? Or are you unafraid to speak the truth that everyone else is feeling? You're too overdressed? Or are you expressing yourself creatively where other people lack the inspiration or will to try? Or are you too intense? Are you just fully committed to what you're doing? Because why do something halfway? What's the point? Why waste any energy if you're not going to give it your all? It's all about perspective, and my glass is half full. And truthfully, the real shift came to me when I stopped trying to tone myself down and started embracing my too much as a strength, realizing that it's not something that everyone has, and that's why it's pointed out. Because here's the thing, in my opinion, we need more people that are all in. We need people who care deeply, who love loud, who show up fully. Without that, life would be so dull. Just imagine not having that loud friend, not having that friend that makes every night going out feel like a movie. I started realizing that the very thing that people criticized me for was the thing that made me special. It's the reason my friends love me. It's what makes me who I am. My energy, my passion, my intensity, those are all gifts. They allow me to create meaningful connections, to push through challenges, to dream big. And truthfully, it's taken time, but the older I've gotten, the more I've really resonated and sat with, I like who I am. I like the space I take up. I like the connections I've created. I love the friendships that I have, and I'm so grateful for the life that I live. And the same people that told me I took up too much space and I was too loud are the same people that are like, wow, you've achieved so much. You've gone so far. How'd you do that? All of those things are because of who I am. And I'm proud of that. And don't get me wrong. I've been places. I've done things where I've taken up too much space. I've made it about me when it didn't need to be. But those times taught me to balance between taking up the right amount of space and staying authentic to who I am. And a funny story to that. I was the kid. I might be the youngest child and I might be the smallest child, but I took up the most emotional, physical, noise occupancy, everything. Space, I took the most of it because I'm a lot and I know that. And all of my siblings would agree with that. And I would also be lying if I said that I wasn't the favorite child and favorite grandchild. Y'all can fight about it, but I know I was. But I also was the one to create the most problems. So it was Thanksgiving. I don't know. I'm maybe 8 or 9. Like, I'm not super old, but I'm old enough to think that I can hang with my older siblings. And they're quite a bit older than me. And as I try to hang with my older siblings, I mean, when I tell you I was destructive, I mean destructive. I don't even know in the order of which this happened at, but let me just run down this one trip to my grandparents' house for Thanksgiving. I took down the Christmas tree, I broke my arm, and I made my grandfather and father fix the plumbing at my grandfather's house, and I accidentally called 911. And if I remember this correctly, if we're starting from the top, so we get there. Siblings, we're all there. I think we get in the hot tub, we play outside. So we all smelly and we all need to shower. So everyone gets in the shower. Of course, I get the last shower because I'm the youngest. I go to grab all my things to get in the shower and I grab my towel and I go to turn on the shower and I'm in the shower fully. I'm not the one to start the shower and then get in it. Now I am, but back then I was not. I was like standing in shower, turn shower head. So I stand in the shower, I turn the shower head and the shower piece. It's like one of those old ones that's like it's not glass, but it's like plastic knob that you turn. I'm turning that and I don't know how I did it. My dad also still to this day is like, I don't know how you did that. But I turned the knob and I guess I turned it too hard and it shot. And so there's water shooting from one side of the faucet all the way to the other side of the wall, just hitting there. And I mean, it shot out into my leg. So I later have this fat bruise because of it. And I come running out of the bathroom and I'm screaming, Dad! And as a girl, like if you're going through that, you're usually going to scream for your mother because you're in the shower and something happened. And so my dad comes around the corner and he's like, put some clothes on. And I was like, I broke the shower. And my grandpa lived in a rural area. So my dad, the day before Christmas, had to drive. It wasn't Christmas, it was Thanksgiving. Day before Thanksgiving, had to drive like an hour and 20 minutes to go get the part to fix the shower that I broke. Okay? We get out of the shower. My grandpa, of course, is telling me that I've done no wrong. I am perfect. I go to sit down. I've showered. They figured it out. I go to sit down and I'm like, I'm going to have my dessert now. So I go and sit at the counter at dessert and I'm not like flaring around, like I'm just sitting there and honestly I was tired. So I like put my elbow down and I don't even realize it, But I call, my grandparents had like the big phone with the big numbers. This is when landlines were still around. And so I accidentally put my elbow on, they have a phone that is like the life alert thing. So, like, you know, when you fall and help, I've fallen and I can't get up button, they have that on their phone and I've hit it. So the paramedics, the fire trucks all show up at my grandfather's house. An hour after, I have just exploded the bathroom pipes. I'm like, I cannot win. And then the next day, we put up our Christmas tree because that was the traditions at my grandfather's house. The day after Thanksgiving, you put up the Christmas tree. What did I do? I knocked the whole Christmas tree down after we put it up within the hour of putting it up. And I can't stop there, okay? All the space. When I say I've taken up space, I take up all the space. It's the day after Thanksgiving, the day we're leaving, and we're riding around on our quads, and I take a turn too sharp, and what is it? The tree, my wrist, the quad, gasoline everywhere. I have broken my wrist, and all I asked for was my parents to drive me home so I could shower so my cast didn't smell like gasoline. So when I say I take up too much space, I mean that. I've been like this since I was a child, not even purposely. So if you're listening right now and you've ever been told that you're too much, I want to say you're not. You're exactly enough. You're exactly who you're supposed to be, and don't let other people dull that. Being all in means you're alive. It means you're living. It means you care. It means you refuse to coast through life half asleep. And yeah, not everyone's going to get it. Some people are going to be uncomfortable, and that's okay because those aren't your people. Because the people you should value, the people that matter, will celebrate the way you light up a room. They'll value the way you show up. They'll love the way you care too hard, dress too bold, speak too passionately. So don't shrink. Don't dull your shine to make someone else feel more comfortable in the dark. Be all in. Be not casual. Be the too much version of yourself because that's where your power lives. Thanks for tuning in for another episode. I hope this episode reminds you to be a little bit more of your authentic self because it's the best way to live. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.